We have enough.
Enough. Senate tax will come to order.
Senate tax?
Really?
Then I am. Senate ag will come to order.
I move to table.
Secretary, please take the roll.
This is roll call for Agriculture, Livestock, and Irrigation Committee, March 23rd, 2017. Vice Chair Swandle.
Present.
Senator McDonald.
Here.
Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Osmussen. Senator Sands.
Here.
Senator Moore. Senator Lang.
Yes.
Senator Cafaro.
Here.
Senator Solomon.
Here.
Senator Ozjewski. And Chairman Hoven.
Yes, here.
Thank you.
This opens the hearing on House Bill 444. Representative Shaw.
Mr. Chairman and Committee, beautiful spring, Montana spring day. I wish we were outside, but here we are. My name is Ray Shaw. I'm the representative for House District 71, which is Madison County, part of Silver Bow and part of Jefferson. And, of course, the home of Virginia City and Nevada City, if you have not been there. Committee, Mr. Chairman and committee members, I bring today, if you read the title of the bill, that is exactly what it does. These monies are already appropriated. As some of you that were in the House when we first started to on the Jefferson Slough project, monies were put in different funds. One of the funds, we're not going to use all the money that's in that fund within that designated project. So what we need is legislative approval to move money out of that fund into another fund to do start on some other projects that have to do with the SLU. Mr. Chairman, that's all this bill does.
Thank you. Proponents for House Bill 444.
Good afternoon, Chairman Hoven, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Mark Bostrom. That's spelled B-O-S-T-R-O-M. I'm the administrator of the Conservation Resource Development Division at DNRC. DNRC rises in support of this. And as Representative Shaw had indicated, this is simply adding the Eurasian water milfoil component to what was a restricted biannual OTO approach from last session. It's going to allow this Jefferson Slough project to go to completion. With that, I can take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Bostrom. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Ted Dodge, D-O-D-G-E. I'm the watershed coordinator for the Jefferson River Watershed Council. I've been directing this project since about the start in 2013, and I can't add any more to it other than that we developed a management plan, a restoration plan for this SLU. That was an overall restoration plan. The money for that we're trying to move was for one portion of that plan. We didn't have to spend as much money on that portion, and we have other projects that were queued up for work on the SLU, and we wanted to use any remaining monies to finish one or two of those projects. And I'll be here to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dodge. Further proponents? Further proponents? Seeing none. Any opponents? Any opponents? Informational witnesses. Informational witnesses. Questions from the committee. Senator Sands. Happy birthday, Senator Sands.
Thank you again. Question, I guess, for DNRC. So what special revenue account did this OTO get put into? Is it something that was created specifically for the Jefferson Slough? Can you just tell me a little bit about the background on that?
Yes, Chairman Hoven and Senator Sands. The appropriation from last session was a combination of funds from junk vehicle program and, excuse me, it was in House Bill 2. It was junk vehicle and another source.
What was the other one?
It doesn't say on my sheet. I brought just everything except what the original source was. I can provide that to you, Senator Sands.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just curious as to, so this little pot of money was found here and there specifically for the Jefferson Slough. Is that it, or is this a grant from a larger cleanup project, and this was just one of the sites.
Chairman Hovind, Senator Sands, yes, it was not a grant. It was money that was found from those two sources, junk vehicle and I'd say orphan share, I think. That's what it was.
And Mr. Chairman, how much was in the original allocation?
Senator Hovind, Senator Sands, it was $1 million. $400,000 came from that junk vehicle, and the $600,000 came from orphan share.
And Mr. Chairman, how much is left?
Chairman Hovind, Senator Sands, that's about the only piece of information I did bring. The current contract that we have that is almost completed was for $263,934. Just the other day, I completed executing a second contract for $556,355, which leaves remaining for this addition or expansion of the restriction, $179,710.
Can I ask you, so the original contract is the $500,000 for the same purpose as milfoil mitigation, or was it for something else?
Chair Hovind and Senator Sands, the original restriction on this was for the Jefferson Slough bypass channel. So all activities within the scope of that restriction were allowed, including what we felt the construction oversight of phase one, which is the Jefferson Slough channel modification, which is that $500,000 or $556,000 addition that we just did, were within that original scope. In order to capture this next anticipated piece, we would have to have this expansion to include the Eurasian water milfoil components.
Thank you. I'm looking for money, so I like to hear about these things.
Mr. Bostrom, would you please tell us where the Jefferson Slough bypass channel is? How big is it? How long is it? Where is it? And what are you doing? What was the problem with it?
Chair Hovind,
that you're correcting.
Chair Hovind, can I redirect that to the watershed coordinator?
You may.
Thank you.
So the Jefferson Slough channel is east of Whitehall. If you take I-90, if you're driving I-90 between Whitehall and Bozeman, you look off to the right and you see that channel. That's the Jefferson Slough. It is an old channel. It was at one time the channel, the main channel of the Missouri River. The Jefferson River. And it was in the original maps is then the North Fork of the Jefferson. That channel that water body is formed just east of Whitehall when Pipestone Creek and Whitetail Creek come together, and then there's a structure on the Jefferson River that called the Renova structure that brings water down the Slaughterhouse Slough into the Jefferson Slough, and it goes all the way down and it connects up with the North Boulder River just on the east side of Cardwell. What we looked at on this project, because there's this project is actually a large part of a larger watershed project, and we've had several components. There's work going on Big Pipestone Creek. The biggest issue is sediment going into the slough over the years, and because the slough has such a flat grade, that sediment filled the slough and made a perfect nursery for Eurasian water milfoil. And so the slough is the highest point on the Missouri River infestation of milfoil. And so the attempt, and it's about 5 miles stretch, so the attempt was to eradicate the milfoil in the slough so that we could address the milfoil down the river. With that probably sheds about 17,000 tons a year of materials that has ability to hit any other slow spot and start rooting. And so when it was looked at, we put together a complete hydrologic study of the slough and came up with several issues. One is we need to be able to flush the sediment out of the slough. And to do that, there is about 3,000 feet that we're going to narrow it up, actually move the channel over and narrow it up so that we can get a better flow and move the sediment down. We actually made a endothal application last summer, a weed control application, the first one. It's being monitored by MSU. This summer, that channel relocation started today. That work has started today, and it's on two different ranches. So the decision was, the first proposal was to do the entire slough because of the concern over the sediment. We're doing the first phase, putting the endothal treatment in, and we're going to monitor for 2 years to see if we need to do any more channel relocation work. If we could handle it with endothal, we'd handle it with endothal. So that's it is about a 3,000-foot project where we actually move the channel over and create a brand-new channel. And then the landowners allowed us to do that. And so that, the whole purpose is this. And so the other remaining funds, we've put one diversion in that transfers sediment into some old highway gravel pits. We have two more diversions that we'd like to put in that we can control the flow better. And so in the fall, if we get a chance, we can do a flushing flow to move more sediments out. So we could bring more water down the slough after irrigation and try to flush those sediments. And at the same time, we're working on Pipestone Creek, and we just finished a major erosion problem project up there, and we're starting the next phase of that on above Whitehall. So it's a huge watershed effort, but it all relates down to trying to handle the sediment load and move it out of there so we get rid of that perfect nursery that it creates for the milfoil. That's what it's about.
Thank you. Senator Lang.
Question for the sponsor, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Lang.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Shaw, we've amended this now. Do we need? Are you sure we don't need to amend it for mussels also? Or are we okay there?
We don't want mussels down there.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to make sure they weren't there. I didn't want you to come back for more money.
No, this is a big enough issue. We don't want mussels there.
All right. Thank you, Representative.
Further questions from the committee? Another question? Seeing none. Representative Shaw, would you care to close?
Mr. Chairman and committee, thank you. If you would like, at some point, this has been a tremendous project. When they first brought this to me, I had no idea what milfoil was. I was like Senator Hovind. I had no idea where the Jefferson Slough was. I knew where Pipestone Creek was. So I had a large learning curve here with this, and we met with, if you'll indulge me just for a second, we met with lots of ranchers, lots of people from Whitehall that we hoping are to address some flooding issues in Whitehall. And when we got to that, then I got to take a tour, and I went, oh, my. The milfoil is a huge, huge issue, but the erosion in Pipestone and the sediment that's coming down, and like Mr. Dodge said, creating this perfect spot for milfoil to get in and then end up in the Jefferson River and then end up downriver into the lakes and into the power plants, into all of that. That was the main reason for really starting this project. There's a lot of work to do down there yet. One of the big issues, and I can look around this room and see a couple of farmers, one of the big challenges was meeting after meeting after meeting and getting these farmers and ranchers to go, okay. That was a huge challenge. We'd get a couple, and then we'd get a couple more, and then we'd get a couple more. So it has worked very well. And if you would like a tour, I would be there to help. Mr. Dodge would come and show you so you understand. When I first started this, Senator Ankeny said, where in the, you can imagine the next word, is Jefferson Slough and Pipestone Creek. So it's been a great project. And there's lots of work to do, and hopefully we can continue that in the future. Mr. Chairman, committee, thank you, and ask for a due pass.
Thank you, Representative Shaw. That concludes the hearing on House Bill 444. Senator Sands.
Mr. Chairman, any reason we shouldn't just take executive action on that?
I think that's an excellent idea.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on House Bill 444.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, question's been called. Take a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. And proxies. How about proxies?
Oh, Senator Moore, Senator Lang vote aye by proxy.
What about Osmundson?
Oh, easy. I can't see all of it. And he, oh, Osmundson votes aye by proxy also.
Who would like to carry this bill?
Dan. Sure, I can carry this.
Even Senator, carry Senator this. Solomon, you've done yeoman's work this session. You've carried a bunch of bills. Okay. We will do executive action next Tuesday on 325 and 354. And I guess one question on 325. Senator McDonald, were you going to propose amendment to take it back to its original form?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have requested that if there is no rule against it. I do have a few tweaks based on the hearing in the House and input from people who participated in the hearing, a couple of tweaks, and I've asked Sue to work on that when she's got some priority projects ahead of it. So I might take a few days to get back to that, but I do have an amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator McDonald. Would that amendment be done by Tuesday? Or could you email those to the members of the committee? Would certainly recommend that you take a look at those amendments before we meet so that you're familiar with the and read the original bill, because that's basically what it's going to be taken back to, and then we can have an informed discussion on Tuesday. Any other business before the committee? We're adjourned. Thank you. We're adjourned. Thank you.